I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Zimbabwe was once a breadbasket for southern Africa. Now it's a breadbasket case. And so it strikes some people as obscene that Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, is now attending a World Food Summit in Rome. But he is, although one delegate points out that Mugabe has presided over the starvation of his own people. Laura Lynch of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is at that conference. She says that widespread hunger in Zimbabwe is largely the result of the land redistribution campaign Mugabe launched 8 years ago.
He resolved to try to give land back to the blacks and take it away from the white farmers, but he did it in such a way that he gave it to people who were cronies of his, and also others who got the land for connections or for other reasons, simply didn't know enough about farming to actually be able to make the land productive. So now so much of the land that was once so rich is lying fallow, and so he is directly linked to the fact that the World Food Program has had to go in there to distribute food aid to the people in that country, something that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago.
Well, I guess it's not surprising then that there are some members of the conference who will not meet him, who will not shake hands with him. What is he doing there, though? Is he coming hat in hand asking for help, or is he considering himself one of the potential international donors?
Well, think about what Mr. Mugabe has done in the past when he's come to summits like these. He was here in 2005 and took the podium. He knew he was going to have a chance to speak to the world without being questioned about it, and went on to deride his critics as he did in a normal fashion, deriding President Bush and UK Prime Minister Tony Blair and calling them unholy men. And I should also say that when he said that, he got some applause from others in the room. For him, this is a chance to take to the world stage when he knows that he doesn't have to face any questions after the fact. What he's going to say, though, when he speaks to the conference, no one knows for certain.
All right. One of the things that's also going to be on the agenda tomorrow when the conference officially gets underway is what can be done to help people sustain themselves, as you say, in Zimbabwe and also beyond that, because there are people there who are saying, look, the international community is really good at responding to emergencies, but not so good at helping people grow their own food or access food in the long term. How is that going to be reflected in what happens at the conference?
That's going to be one of the big topics of discussion here in terms of how do you deal with this in the long run. And there are many advocates here who are pointing to the fact that there's been an enormous drop in the amount of foreign aid that goes into investing in agricultural pursuits in places like Africa over the last 30 years, and that they need to start investing in that again to give these people the tools and the materials they need to be able to feed themselves. It's not just about the fact that they may not have the infrastructure in place, though they certainly don't. It's also about the fact that it's very difficult for them to be able to become successful at growing and exporting their crops because of other things that go on around the world and in the United States and in the European Union with trade distorting subsidies to farmers in those countries that allow them to grow enormous amounts of food and then to dump what they don't need into other countries at a low price. This makes it impossible for African countries to compete. So those are the kinds of things that there's going to be very much the focus here. It's a very complicated question of how you get your way out of this food crisis, but that is the longer term solution. They also have to look at short and medium term issues as well.
Speaking to us from Rome, Italy, Laura Lynch of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation covering the UN's World Food Summit. Thanks again, Laura.
You're welcome.